News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
Okay, slightly mixed messages coming from the Minister for Education, Joe McHugh, in interviews yesterday. He won't accept a half return to school, but also saying he hadn't given up fully on the idea of children fully returning to school. Kieran also making the point earlier that informally the Department of Education is talking about planning in the event of social distancing being reduced to 1 metre, although it is certainly not formally saying that or doing so. For more on this, we're joined by Alan Mungy, Principal of Coláiste Mhalla Clare in Clare, Galway, and also President of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals. Alan, thank you for talking to us this morning. What's your best guess on what's going to happen in September at this point?
Well, I suppose the best guess is that probably from listening to Minister yesterday and last night that social distancing will still be in place. And obviously, the level of that social distancing will depend on the public health advice at the time. But I suppose we took some solace from the fact that he mentioned that a roadmap would be developed over the next 2 weeks or so in consultation with the partners, that at least will give some sort of guidance. But I think things like remote learning will still be in place anyway. So that's something that schools are probably going to have to prepare for, whether there's students in school and some at home and some in and out every week or every second week. I think most school principals are planning for a return in September anyway. But obviously there's going to be significant challenges around that. Certainly I know if you know teenagers well enough in a large school like ours, where we'd have over 1,000 pupils, and it's hard enough to keep them apart at the best of times, you know. And even if you have 500 pupils in, 50% of them, social distancing with 1 metre is still going to be a significant challenge, you know, especially after a long summer apart. There's a good bit of work to be done, and the sooner decisions can be made around it, the better, because if it's left until August, then it's quite a short period of time for school leaders and schools to prepare for it. Certainly if remote learning is going to form part of the equation, you know, and you want equity for all students right around the country, there's quite a bit of work to be done. Like, there's a lot of lessons to be learned from the last 12 weeks that we've been out, you know.
Did you get assurance from, I don't know if you've seen a report in the Irish Times today, a report out from the HSE public health experts, basically saying there seems to be very low risk of transmission from schools returning, and they're basically in favour of schools returning, and they're pointing out that the cases that did happen in March, and there were a number of cases, that there was no evidence of any transmission in any of those cases. Does that give you solace?
Yeah, well, it does, but I suppose, like, ultimately, we have to follow the return to work safety protocols that are outlined there. And I suppose in the interim, we haven't had many teenagers together, you know, and, you know, teenagers have been working from home at school. So there hasn't been massive mixing of teenagers, although I suppose in the last week or two, certainly if you're driving the streets and the roads, you start to see more and more of them. So, like, it'd be interesting to see what happens over the summer months as more and more teenagers start to congregate, and maybe football pitches are opened again and we see some sort of normality start to come back, whether there is an increase then. But obviously we can only go by the advice that's there in place at the time. But I suppose, look, we all want to be back in September, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Would 1 metre make life a lot easier if that was the recommendation at the time?
Like it would. Certainly, we've done a bit of work in terms of looking at schools with 1 metre social distancing. And, I mean, yes, you could probably get 20-plus students into a large classroom. Like, most classrooms would be about 49 square metres. But you would be able to get considerable more students into those classrooms. But, like, there are a lot of schools around the country that would have very small classrooms. Like, some of the Irish classrooms would have the highest number of students in them, but the actual physical space would be quite small, particularly in older buildings, where you could have 30 meter square classrooms. And then it becomes more challenging and difficult. You know, like post-primary schools are very different than primary schools, where primary schools have one teacher all day long and it's easier to form pods and groups of students. But in a second level school, you know, you have students moving into multiple option classes. So the constraints and the difficulties in a post-primary schools are much more challenging when you look at timetabling and the number of subjects that students take. Like, you know, so there's
Finally, very briefly, because we're out of time, just very, very briefly, is there a bit of you that's kind of dreading the return to school because of all these challenges?
Look, as much as the anxiety the students had around the exams, I suppose school leaders and teachers probably have that as well. But look, certainly school leaders and teachers stepped up to the challenge over the last 12 weeks. And if we have the time to prepare for it, okay. I mean, like, that's what we do on an annual basis, face challenges like that.
Sure, sure. Okay, no doubt you will rise to that challenge. Alan Mongey, Principal of Coláiste de Mhála Clare in Clare Galway and also President of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals. Thank you indeed for joining us.